are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. I am so excited to have a fabulous guest on the line, Hannah Sarimian, who is the founder of Boxy Girl, which we are so excited to discuss all about what that is for women and men. Hi, Hannah. How are you today?
Good, Jacqueline. How are you?
Good. So we're so excited to have you on the line and discuss how Boxy Girl are organized solutions for your vanity and bathroom. So, Hannah, tell us a little bit more about the Boxy Girl brand itself and how it came about.
So about, it's been about 8 years now ago, I was watching TV and I saw actually a celebrity had a really nice clear organizer holding their makeup. And I paused it and took some pictures and went on Google and found that a lot of women were asking the same question I was, like, where do you get this? And I found some random organizers. It really wasn't mainstream yet to do something like that on your counter. We were all still piling our makeup in our drawers of our bathroom.
So true.
And and I didn't find anything that was very good quality. And I'd ordered a couple. I actually sourced the manufacturer that made the celebrities. And the quality just wasn't anything I felt good about putting on my counter. And my dad was in the furniture business and talked to him about it. And he said, don't tell anyone. Let's start thinking about what we want to do. So I came up with the name Boxy Girl. And we started with rough drawings and prototypes of an organizer. And fast forward to September 2015, we launched officially Boxy Girl, the four-stack organizer, and the rest, you know, it continues.
It's just so exciting and amazing what you've done. I see celebrities with it. I see it on People magazine. It's so great.
It is. You know, when we launched out of Fresno, I'm from the Central Valley in California, and you know, my little community in Fresno, I did a soft launch in September 2015, and we're not even at 2 years yet, and we have global recognition. And, you know, the product is remarkable. It's a four-stack Boxy Girl. It's really almost 15 pounds of Lucite. So it's really high-end acrylic. And I built it to be more like furniture as opposed to something that you would just, you know, have to replace every couple of years. So consumer engagement has been remarkable because they fall in love with the product because it's so well made. Other organizers on the market are glued together, and after a while they break and they discolor, and you know, we use our makeup every day, so you need a product that's durable, and Boxy Girl is not only durable but it's beautiful.
Right.
So it's been a great solution.
And one thing I really loved too was the fact that you can build it yourself and it's so easy. It's not like it takes an hour to figure out how to build it. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's what's so cool is the other organizers on the market are all one big bulky unit. So you have to have the right space and you're locked into one design. Boxy Girl is stackable. So each of the organizers can stack almost as tall as you want because they're so sturdy. So you can do two stacks high or four stacks high, or you can put them side by side. In my vanity, in my bathroom, I have three stacks, three rows of stacks. So, you know, you can design it however you want. And what's cool is you can set it up based on how you do your makeup routine, which is so nice. And the new BYOV products that I designed fit custom into the footprint of Boxy Girl. So you can further customize your space, whether it be you want to put lipsticks in the front or brushes in the back, or you want your palettes in the back and brushes in the front. You can mix and match those pieces to create your own unique setup that suits your routine.
I love that. So tell us a little bit about your background. So did you start in the beauty industry? Like, give our audience a little bit more about who Hannah is.
Sure. Well, I'm 43. I'm the mom of three. My oldest is going to be 21. Her name is Emily.
Aww.
She's remarkable. And then I have a 9-year-old daughter, Chloe, and a 10-year-old son, or actually he's 11, William. And I'm married. My husband is an attorney and does real estate here in Fresno. And I was a stay-at-home mom for about 15 years. So it was a huge shock to my children and my husband when I said, I want to start a business. So that was a big deal. But I grew up in the furniture business. My dad and my grandparents owned furniture stores. So, you know, in my childhood, I didn't go to soccer games or tennis. I worked at the furniture store. But it really laid the foundation for me to understand how a business works. So I grew up with that entrepreneurial spirit and had great role models in my parents and my grandparents and in their businesses.
I love that. So how long did it take to put this idea together before it became into development?
Well, about 8 years, you know, because it was, you know, when you're developing a product from scratch, Boxy Girl's different and it gets a little technical, but other organizers on the market are made out of sheet plastic and they're glued together.
Right.
Mine is made from an injection mold. So it's actually pellets that go into a custom built mold. And it's heated and cooled to its maximum capacity so that you get that really beautiful, pristine finish and the durability. So the process is, it requires a lot of engineering and a lot of technical stuff to come up with those molds. And also all the intellectual property associated, the trademarks, the patents, and all of those sorts of things. That was very important to me in laying the foundation for my business.
Right. And it protects you. That's such a big thing.
Absolutely. And my goal for the brand, Jacqueline, was always, you know, I started with an organizer, but I could perceive, I mean, you know, if you think about 8 years ago, we didn't have Ulta and Sephora, you
right.
know what I mean? Like,
right.
it, you know, now we didn't have like blogs about beauty. I mean, it's just the progression has happened so quickly. And I could see that happening with my daughter. And, you know, it was like this transition where it's okay to be beautiful and feminine and strong and put your makeup on the counter. Like, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
And, you know, it really became something that was very empowering for women to do. We hear stories about it all the time about, you know, what a cathartic experience it is to pull their makeup out and get it organized and have it all set up on the counter. And husbands love it too. We get emails from men all the time thanking us because now they have drawer space for their items
right.
or they want their own.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I mean, my fiance uses it too. When we talked even before the podcast, like he loves it. He totally puts like his razors in it. Like he finds different ways to utilize it for himself too. So.
Right. And we actually, and we're not really talking too much about it, but we have some exciting things coming out. We've got about 20 different products in development right now for solutions for the other members of your family. So whether that be husbands, brothers, babies. So we've got some really innovative, beautiful, very similar to Boxy Girl organization solutions for other areas in your home.
That's
so it's
so
very
awesome.
Exciting.
So it's not just for the single Boxy Girl. Now it's like Boxy family, right? It's like extending it out.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, if you think of, again, emerging markets like the Container Store and Ulta and Sephora, it's a natural progression that you need to have space that can capture your beautiful items, whether
right.
that be jewelry, office supplies, or your makeup, but not doing it in like a piecemeal hodgepodge way, but in a beautiful and cohesive way like Boxy Girl provides.
Right. I love that. And another thing, too, I wanted to talk about, which you can see on like your Instagram, and we could talk about social media towards the end, but people are using it for their jewelry. You know, you touched a little bit on that, but
Absolutely.
Like it's great like to put on your dresser with your jewelry, and like it looks awesome.
In fact, a couple of our BYOV products are made specifically for your jewelry. So
right.
even if you had a limited amount of space, you could use the bottom half of your Boxy Girl organizer for your makeup, but you could use the top portion for your jewelry. So it's very, you know, versatile in how you use it. But I really love the new jewelry stack, the full jewelry and the half, because you can hang your necklaces and your bracelets and your rings, and you can have it all out there for you to use in a beautiful way. And also the sizing, when I designed Boxy Girl, I was conscious of, is would this fit in a drawer? So if your organizer, for example, had an extra a stack, you could put it in your drawer as an organizer, or if you ordered the jewelry stack, you could put it in your cabinet to hold your jewelry.
Right.
So, you know, very versatile. It doesn't have to just be on your counter. It's a great organization solution for lots of areas in your home. All of my team with Boxy Girl, we have Boxy Girl on our desks. It's awesome on your desk. It looks so beautiful. And we have a lot of clients that buy them for supplies in their workspaces, whether they're artists or whatnot. So it's just a beautiful, elegant way to organize. So it doesn't stand out and look like a white plastic bin.
It looks so classy. I love it. And I like with the foldable tops how you have your little logo on it. It's so cute.
And what's cool is you can order, like for your husband, Jacqueline, you could order a 2-stack without lid and it won't have the logo on it. So it's a little bit more neutral, gender neutral. So you don't have to worry about, you know, if he doesn't want the big Boxy Girl logo on the top.
Right.
In my son's room, he has Boxy Girl on his counter and he has 3 stacks and he has his watch and his cologne and all of his little boy things in there. So it's very versatile for men as well. It's a great gift. And I, like I said, most of our business is repeat business, which has been remarkable. And, you know, it's an interesting thing to create something and spend so long on it and then share it with the world, you know, especially your hometown. And we were received so well by our hometown and grew tremendously in the last year and a half. And it's really been from consumer engagement and that they love the product. And to be able to do that has just been a dream come true for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be so rewarding too, you know, to see people using your own product. That's awesome.
Well, and, you know, it's a huge sacrifice to tell my family I'm going to go start a company.
Right.
I'm going to be a working mom. I'm not going to be 24/7, you know, I'm going to have to find that balance. And, you know, that was a really big decision and I didn't want to do it unless it was going to be something I felt passionate about and loved. And the Boxy Girl journey in and of itself has just been, I feel like I've been to college all over again. It's like, you know, you learn so much through the whole process. And it's been an amazing experience for my children to watch, too.
Right. And I'm sure inspiring. I'm sure they love that. Like, they really look up to you.
For sure. You know, in fact, we do all of our own content creation. And I also do, we own Boxy Creative, where I consult with other brands to help them with their branding and image. And so my kids wanted to start their own brand. So both my youngest and my 2 youngest, we started their own brands and they designed their own apparel and their logos. And it's been a really amazing thing to, you know, it's very similar to my childhood. You know, I grew up in that business, very different time, obviously, brick and mortar. You know, you have a warehouse of furniture and you sell on the sales floor. Now everything is so technical and lives in the virtual world. But it's been amazing to share that with my kids and to see that inspiration in their eyes and also that entrepreneurial spirit at such a young age.
That's what I was going to say. I love that. What's the name of it? Tell our audience so that we can all check it out.
Well, they haven't launched it yet, but okay. Chloe's is I Love On and Williams is NeuroCon. And they both have, they haven't launched them yet, but we've got all their branding done and their websites. But I'll let you know when we launch so you can give them a shout out.
Yeah, that's so cute. That's so exciting. Congrats to them.
Thank you.
Yeah, yes, you must be a proud mom, accomplishing a lot this year. That's awesome.
And my oldest daughter, she's a hairstylist and makeup artist, and we also did all of her branding for her, and she's doing amazing too. So, yeah, it's been quite a journey. I mean, what a difference a few years makes in someone's life, and it's not easy, but it's important. It's important to learn and try things that are new, and I think everybody has things that they want to do. And I remember telling my husband, I'm not afraid to fail. I'm afraid to get to a certain stage in my life and say, I didn't try, you know, or I wish I would have tried. So I'm really grateful that I have had the opportunity to manifest my dreams, literally.
I love that. I was going to ask, you know, what advice would you give to people that want to become entrepreneurs? You answered that without me even asking. That was so awesome. That was so great.
Well, honestly, I would say you have to have a strong stomach because it is not easy. And, you know, there's a lot of curveballs that come your way. And, you know, when you're a small startup, like I am, you know, the learning curve is very steep, and, you know, you have to learn, you're wearing many hats, you're doing everything. And so I think one of the things advice I would give is to think about all the options and potential outcomes before you commit to things, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, just because there are so many variables and so much can change, and you have to be flexible and willing to, you know, go with the flow. And if you're real rigid and set on this is how it's going to be a tough road for you, because that's not how the world is or business. And so if you're open-minded, all the opportunities that come to you, you'll be in a much better place to receive them.
Right. I love that. That was so inspiring, Hannah. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So tell everybody where they can get Boxy Girl.
Absolutely. BoxyGirl.com. BoxyGirl.com.
Awesome. And we are offering two specials to our listeners, right?
Yes, you are. Yes. So your listeners get 20% off.
Yeah.
That's right. For Next on Scene, NS20, and they get 20% off their purchase. Or NS25, which is $25 off their purchase, and one coupon per user. But it's a great time to go buy because everything's on sale right now. So, yeah, it's a great time to get Boxy for sure.
Love that. Well, also, I want you to also tell our audience where they can follow you on social media.
For sure.
Yeah.
Boxy.girl. Is Instagram, and Boxy Girl on Facebook. We're on Twitter and Snapchat and Pinterest. And then you can also follow me and my journey at The Boxy Boss and on Instagram, and Hannah Sarimian on Facebook. So you can see all the behind the scenes stuff and also all my random mom posts.
And your kids that are becoming up and coming superstar entrepreneurs,
right?
And your other daughter that's already killing it in life.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
You might be having them next on Scene.
Seriously, that would be so fun. I love that. I love supporting like young people that are go-getters. That's so awesome.
Well, and their whole world and frame of reference is technology. So their learning is so different than, you know, I grew up in an age where there wasn't anything like that. And so, you know, a lot of businesses and a lot of people around my age are making this shift into technology where younger kids and the millennial generation, your generation, it's a, you know, a full scope of technology. You know, it's like a superpower.
Right. They're already in it. Right. They're already in it. They've been born with it. So it's like part of their growing up. Yeah.
And they don't have that learning curve that we have. I mean, even since I started, Jacqueline, in September, technology, the advances are so significant, and it has changed my business so rapidly. I mean, that's one of the things we've had to adjust to is, you know, when I first started, I had this idea that social media, and they weren't even selling on social media or doing sponsored posts, that social media was going to be huge. And now that's the truth. Your domain and your social media handles are equally important. I mean, we probably spend more time on social media than we do on domain.
Seriously.
So
it's so true.
How it's all changed. For
right.
Sure.
The world is becoming virtual completely.
I know. It's a little scary.
It
but
is.
It's interesting.
I mean, it's awesome. It's how I connect with people like you, right? Like, I don't live in California. I live in Boston,
sure.
But I can interview you, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah.
And you're in California, so, like, we're across the country, but we can still, you know, promote and be on social media and connect that way.
Absolutely. And that's how Boxy grew globally, is through our social media and our domain and, you know, consumer engagement. I mean, we get emails every day from all over the world because we only ship domestically right now. We ship to Hawaii and the rest of the United States. But we get global interest from beauty influencers and consumers and customers and stores that want to sell Boxy from all over the world. So it's really remarkable to look at our analytics and see the engagement that we're getting. That would have been unheard of 10 years ago.
Right, absolutely.
So
just, Hannah, really quickly before we close out, what are
sure.
some goals you have? Like, obviously, you're looking to expand the brand. Is that your main focus now?
Absolutely. One of the things that I mentioned earlier in the interview, it was very important to me to secure all the intellectual property for Boxy Girl. But that's as a brand. And, you know, my goal for the brand was always to be a beauty organization and beauty solution brand. So we have the opportunity to do some amazing things in cosmetics and beauty care and organization. And we're actually, the next thing we're launching is we're launching amazing cosmetic bags and travel bags.
Cute.
That you would love.
That's awesome.
And they are similar to Boxy in that they're clear and they're vinyl. So they're, Boxy's acrylic, but these are vinyl. But they're different sizes. And so similar to Boxy, build your own vanity, our new bags are build your own bag. And you can stack them and put them together. We just recently traveled and I took the prototypes with me. And they were so wonderful in the airport because I could take everything out and it was all organized and nothing had to be opened. I didn't have to unpack anything. It just laid it on the table, put it in my backpack, and I was quickly through the line. And it's wonderful too to use in my handbag because when I take my bag out, I'm not digging through looking for my items. I can see where my lipstick is or where my eyeliner is. So it's really, they're amazing.
That's awesome. You have a lot of exciting things in the works. That's so fabulous.
We do. Yeah. So the bags are going to be out probably early, mid-September. And we've got other exciting things. We've got some apparel coming out, which is so cool. Some great custom-made stuff. And just some exciting things, like I said, for organization solutions for other members of your family. So really growing as a brand, not just as Boxy Girl, but also as a brand into other solutions. So a lot of exciting stuff. So fun to create and be innovative and create things that I want, you know, that I would want to use. And that once I create them, I can share them with consumer. So it's really a remarkable journey.
Yeah. Well, everybody's going to have to follow you on social media to stay updated and check out your website pretty consistently because it seems like you have a lot of new things coming on pretty quickly.
A lot of fun things happening for sure.
Yeah. Well, Hannah, thanks again so much for coming on today. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Jacqueline, it was wonderful to talk with you. We went kind of long, but it was fun.
No, it was great. The longer, the better. We have so much to talk about.
I know. Well, let's do it again. I'll send you some of the new bags, and then I want you to tell me how much you love them.
Yeah.
You're going to just die.
So I for sure will.
Super excited to share them with you.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait. So thanks again, Hannah, so much for coming on. Thank you everyone for tuning in to Next On Scene and stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.